that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. I'm your host, Sterling Allen, and you can join us online at freeenergynow.net to see our past speakers as well as our upcoming ones and to catch an archive of this show and other shows that we have had and will have. You can join us every day at freeenergynews.com, and we have a little bit of a hang-up. So I'm not sure what happened to our intro, if we were pulled offline or anyway, we've had a little bit of a glitch in trying to reach our guest today. And we are talking today to Scott Maxwell, who is going to be talking to us about the Scenar technology, S-C-E-N-A-R. This is a device that basically you rub it along your skin and it does some biofeedback, it finds problems in your body, and it tells the brain about it via feedback, biofeedback channels, and the brain then knows what to do, and it does the appropriate thing. It's an amazing device because it taps into the amazing healing properties that are natural to the body, and so you can get some very good results on just about any ailment that you might have, and we'll be talking about what it addresses and how it addresses that. Scott, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, yes.
Yeah, sorry we had a little bit of problem reaching you. We were going to have Bill Levine fill in for us since we couldn't reach you, so I'm glad you're able to get with us. Bill's going to be calling in a little bit. Apparently you were able to meet with him yesterday there in California.
Yes, I gave him some treatments yesterday with the Scenar.
Yeah, so he'll be calling in a little bit, talking to us about that, maybe asking some questions that he might have. Lots of questions about this device. This is actually the first time we've covered something outside of energy, as in electricity and torque, on this program. This is more along the lines of the energy of the body and how to tap into the natural body's ability to heal rapidly and very well. The body is actually an amazing machine if we can help it tap into its own ability. It really can do some amazing things. This device has been around for a long time over in Russia. They've been using it in a space program. Tell us a little bit about the device and where it comes from. Give us a little bit of the background.
Well, the device was originally designed for the Soviet Space Agency by a Dr. Alexander Kosarov, and he is currently running a company named Let Medical, which is just outside of Rostov-on-Don in southern Russia. And the device was highly top secret for 15 years, and the West had no idea that this device existed until Perestroika, that meaning the fall of the Soviet. And it became known to the West. Thank God for Dr. Irina Kovskaya. She brought it in through the Bahamas, and then it was introduced to Canada, and then from Canada, then it migrated down to the United States. And it's an amazing technology, perhaps amazing medical technology.
So, I've given a little bit of a description. Do you want to give any clarification or corrections on what I've said?
Well, you obviously have done your homework. I mean, everything you said is just perfectly right on.
Great.
Very impressed with your knowledge of the Scenar.
Well, actually, it's not so much that I've done my homework on the Scenar in particular. It's that I have an understanding of some natural healing modalities in general. And so when I heard about the Scenar, it was like, well, of course. And so it's a very intuitive thing for me personally, because I have been involved in some alternative natural healing modalities, and I also have a strong affinity for the body's natural electrical properties, and it just made so much sense to me when I heard about this device that it would work and that it would be worth featuring on our website. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I should say that we plan on making this available for sale from our website and profiting from that. And so this is a little different than some of the other technologies that I feature more independently as a reporter, as opposed to maybe having a vested interest. And so this conversation that we are having today is serving two purposes. Number one, providing general information to the public about the product, as well as number two, answering some of my own questions about the product as I plan on making it available for sale. We have not yet created a feature page. We're in process of doing that and working out some of the minutia of establishing, you know, the product on our website. One of the main questions that I have is, as I look at this product, I see it as covering kind of the gamut when it comes to simplicity versus difficulty. When you think about an MRI machine, for example, these multi-million-dollar machines that the hospitals buy that take specialists and they you know, are charging you $400 an hour for a session type of thing, this technology is so simple. I mean, the device, the cheapest devices that can do a lot are like $1,000, which is pocket change when you talk about a normal session and you look at all the things it can do, and the thing lasts for 20, 30 years and it runs off two AA batteries, the simple end, you know, somebody could buy the thing off the shelf, if I understand right, and could give themselves a treatment and could heal a lot of things, you know, just with a little tiny bit of knowledge. On the other end, you could have a full clinic that's based on this device that's making their living off of you know, people coming in and getting a session with one of these things and paying, you know, a fair amount of money. It wouldn't be nearly as much as what they would be paying a medical practitioner. So it seems to me that this thing is really an amazing device for both a very a layman's healing tool as well as a doctor's healing tool. It kind of runs the gamut. Do I understand that correctly?
You're exactly right. I'm looking at a video right now that I was going to be playing for the audience to be able to listen to a doctor, Dr. Irina Kovaskaya, teaching a class that I put on last year in Costa Mesa, California, and some of our clients there during the training were physicians, licensed physicians. And it covers a whole series of professions, including chiropractic and massage therapy, and the entire gamut of medical professions.
Are there any diseases that this thing is counterindicated for that you don't want to use it for?
Well, according to the... there is one particular in relation to cancer. If you're going to be using this for treating cancer, because it boosts your immune system tremendously. However, you don't want to apply it if there's a tumor involved directly to the tumor, according to Dr. Raina, because she fears that it could stimulate the juvenile cancer cells to growth. So what you want to do is you want to use it around that area, not directly on that area. And that's the only one that I know of to be cautious of treating. It's very, very unique. Very unique technology.
And then also there's a pacemaker. You don't want to use it if you have a pacemaker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, for electrical devices, if you do have any electrical implants, it's not advised to use the Scanar on those areas of implant.
But you could use it in other areas of the body, just not in that region?
Yes. I mean, there have been no fatalities at all, ever, using the Scanar. However, you don't want to take a chance.
Well, let's get an idea of the lay of the land. I mean, when I'm surprised it's been so long before I became aware of this product, because there are thousands of people around the planet using this thing and tens of thousands who have had it used on them. Can you give us some rough ballpark ideas of how many people have been treated and how many clinical tests have been run, how many clinics are using this thing, because it's really quite extant at this point.
That's correct. In Russia, there are over 50,000 case studies, and that's on my website. The website is www.scenar.us. And you'll be able to view the case studies and the percentage of cures and the percentage of positive treatments and also the percentage of non-cures. Cure rate.
And this thing's now okayed by the FDA in the U.S.
Well, it's okayed by the FDA only for three specific things, and it's for muscle retraining, to also treat pain, and also, according to the practitioner currently over in Hawaii, he claims that the FDA has stated that it's to treat any and all unspecified diseases, which is quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, are there going to be problems in terms of wording about, a clinician or making claims about other diseases that the FDA does not yet say are bona fide for this thing to be able to make claims for?
Excuse me, could you say that again, please?
I know with other natural modalities you can run into problems with the FDA if you're making claims about healing and it has not yet been cleared to be able to make those claims.
Well, it hasn't been cleared. However, it is being used to treat conditions and diseases by physicians. However, it's not. It's something that apparently has been recognized by the FDA that it is a qualified device. However, the FDA hasn't put their stamp of approval to treat specific diseases, and that's the FDA's role is to specify.
And there are a wide range of manufacturers and makes and models of this thing. The one that you make is a little more expensive than others, but that expense is for a reason. It's not just because somebody's making a lot more money and they're gouging the market. There are reasons for that expense, and it is the high-quality product. Bill Levine, who is our VP of Development and Sales at PES Network, has spent a lot of time looking into the project, and he's given me some of his reports as to what he has come up with in the process of building our page for our coverage of this technology. And, you can buy one of the things off eBay for $300, but it's not going to be one of the better products. And
you're correct. It's not a, generally, those are what they refer to as knockoffs. And I would advise strongly to steer clear of those. And there are companies that have tried to replicate the scanner. However, it's a highly, highly classified technology. And there are basically only three manufacturers that really know how to make scanners. And those manufacturers are Lett Medical. Let's see, Lett Medical Acuvision are both in Russia, and Ritm is out of the Ukraine originally. However, they do exist in Russia now as well. The devices are manufactured, however, licensed manufacturers for the Ritm is in Holland, and also for the Lett Medical, that's in southern Russia only. And for the Acuvision line, that's in Russia and also in the UK.
Which one are you in association with?
We primarily support the Acuvision, the AcuScan scanners.
Mm-hmm. And you work directly with them?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, let's go back to my earlier question about, I was talking to Bill just before we had this call today, and he was saying that even though, you lent him one of the devices, and he'll be talking about that experience he had with you yesterday where you came in and ran it, and he woke up without any kind of, he was having some asthma problems, and it went away. Earlier, he had some situations with some carpal tunnel that he had treated with this thing, and that went away after a week's treatment. Carpal tunnel is a long-term issue, and it just went away. So, he personally has had some situation before he met you, and then yesterday when you gave him a treatment, he saw remediation of the well, but the, back to the issue with what I was getting into is he is saying, you know, even though you were so generous as to let him borrow one of these things, he's still a little bit nervous about using it without knowing, you know, some of the ramifications and just knowing what he's getting into. What kind of market, and is this advisable for somebody, you know, for an over-the-counter type of use where you would buy one of these things, let's say you find it on your website and listen to this interview and you say, okay, I'm going to get one of these things for my family, and we're, you know, rather than go to the doctor, we're going to use this thing. This thing could save us a lot of money in our medical expenses, you know, when we have certain problems, just use the scanner. Some people call it the Trekkie device because it's this magic wand type of effect where, you know, you run it across the body, run it across the trouble spot, tells the brain what to do. The brain then evokes the necessary healing response in the body, and voila, you no longer have that problem. Give us a lay of the land in terms of you know, how advisable is it for an over-the-counter type of application? Is this something that we're going to want to recommend along those lines, or are you going to want to take 3 hours and learn about the product, or 3 days, or 3 weeks? How much training are you going to want to have before you start putting one of the things on your body and rubbing it around?
Well, let me correct something. The scanner itself, if it is a true scanner, is a Class II medical device requiring a doctor's prescription. So what you do is you go to your physician. The instructions are on my website. You go to your physician and just have him sign an okay for you to use the device. It is a medical device. And so anybody can use it. There have never been any ill effects using the scanner at all. The only thing to be cautious of is that it works too well, too fast. And so that's the only thing that you can ever get any ill effects.
And why would that be a problem?
Well, some people overuse it. And, you know, they use it too much too fast. And what you want to do is when you end up using the scanner to treat a condition, like in the subjective mode, meaning that you have an area that you want to treat and you treat it. And that's the subjective mode right there. And, you know, you just treat it and then let the treatment, the treatment will continue on for about 2.5 days because the neuropeptides have been released through your system via the brain. The scanner itself, if it is a true scanner, is what they refer to as a biofeedback device. It's a true biofeedback device, meaning that it communicates with the brain. The device communicates with the brain, and the brain inversely communicates with the device. They negotiate a deal to fix the problem that the device has discovered.
Now, talk more about why... working too well, too fast is a problem.
Well, you know, if you have a condition that you're treating, you've got to, you know, that it could be that you might have something. You'll have the effects that you're having healing too fast because you have to meet the apex of the healing cycle. And if you meet the apex of the healing cycle too fast, that you could feel ill effects. But it's never going to hurt you. Ever going to hurt you.
Well, for lack of a better
example, it's called a healing crisis. You're gonna meet the healing crisis too fast.
And describe an example of a healing crisis.
There's a lady that through her physician she had purchased a scanner, and then she treated herself, and she ended up with a bunch of bumps all over her back, and those bumps were itchy, so she had to apply calamine lotion until the itchiness went away, and she was told not use it too much, but just give herself a treatment no longer than a half hour. But she just continued to use it over and over and over again. So that's one of the, actually that's the only case that I know of concerning a healing crisis that I personally know of.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I know about healing and illness is personally I have found that whenever I've had an injury or an illness, that I can look it up in a book that I have. One's called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die by Carol Truman, and another that's very related is by Louise L. Hay, H-A-Y, called Heal Your Body, in which they describe how our different ailments have an emotional counterpart. And you can look up an ailment by alphabetically in these books. They list them, for example, you look up left middle finger or left leg or diabetes or back pain, and you can actually look it up by vertebrae. And it then gives an emotional counterpart. Diabetes, for example, is not enough sweetness in life or something like that. And so you look up what it is you have, and you look up at the emotional counterpart, and you go, oh, my gosh, that is so accurate to what's going on in my life right now. And you then address the emotional situation as part of the healing situation. And so it's like the diseases that we have and the injuries that we have on our body. You know, I broke my finger, and I looked it up that. I looked up the bones, I looked up the finger, and it was just like spot on in terms of how accurate it was about what was going on. And so I used that as a wake-up call to what I needed to do emotionally as a counterpart to what was going on physically. And I'm wondering, in these different, do you address that with the scanner where, you know, if somebody's got a problem, if you just wave this wand over it and it goes away, are you maybe doing them a disservice by not addressing the emotional stuff that brought it on in the first place? And do you know of people who maybe address both of those at the same time, say, okay, here's a scanner to come and address your problem. Have you addressed the emotional counterparts?
Well, that's funny you should mention emotional, because I'm familiar with one case. I personally witnessed a practitioner working on a massage therapist, of all people. And the exact emotional areas to treat, I'm not familiar with per se. However, what happened with her is that she ended up with a red mark right down the center of her spine, right in the middle. And the practitioner went ahead and treated that area that came up, indicating that it needed to be treated. And it was treated, and what she did was she totally let loose of emotions. Absolutely. It was amazing. Actually, it frightened me to see somebody with such heavy emotions being let loose. Emotional energies are encapsulated all throughout your body in certain areas, and the scanner will, according to what people have learned in the past, will discover those particular areas. And those particular areas sometimes will come up, and you don't know what those areas are that come up to be treated in the subjective mode, and they do get treated, and a lot of times people will let loose emotionally. So that's how I can relate to the emotional issue, but the particular areas on the body to treat, that those emotional areas to treat specific conditions, I'm not familiar with. Dr. Ray,
it would also seem like an ideal clinic of the future, and there's actually a clinic in Salt Lake, in Draper, called Pioneer Clinic, where they mix the traditional medicine. They have MDs on hand, and they have herbologists and some of these other natural modalities, and they work hand in hand. You can go in, and they have X-ray machines. They can fix a broken bone, but they will also address some of these other things. They go hand in hand, and I see the ideal clinic of the future as working with the emotional and the physical side by side, where they would have a clinician, one of the practitioners, for example, might be using a scanner device, and then next door they have somebody who's saying, okay, let's sit you down in this psychological evaluation, and what's going on in your life? You know, why did you bring this on? And talk about some of the emotional counter stuff that's going on, and so that you're not just doing a one-sided healing, but you're doing a more of a holistic as an eight.
Well, that's what holistic medicine is all about, mm-hmm. And you know, because you treat the entire person rather than just specific conditions, because everything is interrelated, and it's the scanner works perfectly for treating the emotional tactics of energy that are stored, and also for the physical condition as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you sell these things, who do you find the most receptive to buying one of these things? And there are models, from what I understand, everywhere from about $4,500 down for the top pro version down to about $1,200 for the lay version, or you know, for the least version from the Scanner brand.
Yes, there's with the AccuScan AccuVision line, the AccuScan, there's a home unit called the AccuScan Auto. And that's primarily for the layperson to be able to treat themselves. However, it's not a full biofeedback device. The model up from that is that one sells for about $1,100. The next model up is the AccuScan Premium, and that sells for $1,650. That is a biofeedback device. However, it's missing a few of the functions as opposed to the real Pro model, which is called the AccuScan Pro Plus, which sells for $2,650, and which is also designed to be used in conjunction with acupuncture, and also has TENS built into it as well. So anyway, for the AccuVision line, those are the three models that I primarily
TENS
support.
TENS being the nerve stimulation, and just what does TENS stand for?
For pain. It's simply for pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so simply to treat pain. However, the Scanner and its full version, Scanner version biofeedback mode does the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's another company, Lit Medical, that they make the it's called the 735 model, and that's what Dr. Rainer refers to as the Diablo. She's got a term for that. It's the Anyway, it's the top of the line, and it's totally automatic for treating. But a lot of practitioners prefer to have their hands on to be able to adjust the modes of treatment. That model you can't do; it's strictly automatic. And practitioners prefer to have like I said, an ability to be able to change things as they go along for different types of treatments that are being applied. And the next model down from that is the 735. It's the 735AG, the 715AG, excuse me, and which is not a professional model. And you got to be very careful if you do get into purchasing a Lit Medical. That model has a memory built into it, just exactly how much you've used it, because there's no fail-safe built into it to prevent it from crashing. And they do crash if you overuse them. And but the 735AG, the Diablo Abergini Diablo, I think you refer to it as, the premier model is a full-fledged scanner, and is a very, very, very strong machine.
Let's talk about what you said a second ago. They will crash if you overuse them. What does crash mean, and what is overuse?
It simply stops functioning.
Stops
and that's
functioning.
That's a disadvantage.
You have to throw it away. Doesn't work anymore, or it has
well,
to
you know, the thing is that there was a client that had taken a course here in Costa Mesa last year. She bought the 735, and she overused it, and it stopped working. And then she had to send it back to Russia to get it repaired, and they informed her that it was overused, and so therefore it was void of its warranty. So she, in turn, purchased a 735, which is the professional model, because she's a professional practitioner. And she originally started out with a 735, and she wasn't satisfied with it because she didn't have control on its application. There weren't any way to adjust the way it was being used. So then she thought that the 715 would take the place of that. The 715 is really a very remarkable unit, but it's just that it's not a professional unit. You can't overuse it. So she ended up buying a 735 again, and that's what she's currently using.
Describe for us what a typical session would look like in terms of, and also let's get a little visual description of this thing. What does it look like for those that have not seen it before? I imagine by the time somebody's listening to this program, they will have seen some thumbnail version at least. But It looks like a remote control, doesn't it? It's about the size of a remote control.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a TV remote control. And it's battery operated for portability.
It's got a little metal edge on it that you rub on your body. And that,
for contact with the skin, yes.
And the edge is about what, the size of a quarter?
Well, a little larger than that.
Mm-hmm.
But also the probes that you can purchase for it. Sometimes probes to get into smaller areas.
Mm-hmm.
And to exact
and describe
the
a session. You did a little session with Bill yesterday, and how long did that take? He said about 45 minutes. And what would it look like? Just kind of describe how that proceeds, and if you were to buy one of these things, and how often would you recommend having one of those sessions? If you go to a chiropractor, for example, they, even though they'll do you a one-time adjustment, they recommend to do, you know, to really get an adjustment of the spine that sticks, and to go to a straight, you know, a straight up and down and the right curve looking from the side. They want to see you two or three times a week for 3 months, and then two times a month for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two times a week, and then, you know, you're looking at a bunch of sessions over a year, and then, you know, you can get back to a nominally good-looking spine. Are we talking about that kind of situation with the scanner, or is it just every time you have a problem, you wave the wand over it over 45 minutes and you're done? Give us an idea of what we're looking at in terms of this device and the optimal use.
Well, the device is so unique that it a lot of times first-time application it fixes the problem, and then you never see the patient again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're no longer suffering from the problem they were suffering from before. And however, you know, chiropractors, you know, they're in business to make money, and you know, the more times they see their clients, you know, the more money they make. Unfortunately, they've become very, very similar to you know, your traditional medical professional. That you know, it's the client's visit, you know, is profit.
Indispensable of the chiropractic understanding of the chiropractic modality. I would have to say that I can see why they need to have that many. If you go to a chiropractor once, you know, you can get things snap, crackle, and pop back into place, and it lasts about a day, and then things start going back. You know, they kind of, your body is in a rut to a certain extent, and it takes a while. I mean, I when I broke my finger recently here, you know, it's taken me some time to get the ligaments stretched back to where they were before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been 2 months, and I'm still got some stiffness there. You have to stretch it. You have to move it, you know, and that's what's going on with your spine, is you need to keep those things aligned, and that's why they want to see you two or three times a week for 3 months, and then, you know, you can start backing off from that. But they want it so that your spine is straight, not because they just adjusted you, but because that is now its natural condition, and it takes a while to get it into that position. You have to stretch things and move things and retrain the body. So I'm going to take the defense of the chiropractor in this case. That, yeah, there may be some situations where they're overusing that argument, but I can see why they say what they say.
Well, I've noticed that chiropractors have become very similar to the traditional medical doctor today. That and they many of them don't want to move off into newer technologies such as a scanner and other devices as well.
Will the scanner address the curvature of the spine and the misalignment of the spine?
Well, you know, the body is designed to heal itself, and if the body is allowed to heal itself, it'll heal itself. And many times you have what they call energy pathways along your spine that are blocked, so the brain cannot talk to those areas of the body that need to be repaired. So the scanner itself was actually designed to open up those energy pathways, and there's a special method of doing that in what they call the objective mode. And but it's I've personally seen people using the scanner actually literally have the experience of the bones repositioning themselves while during application. The muscles and bones reposition themselves. And this is my medical doctor that I let him use a 735 model. And he said he was a surgeon. And he applied it to his neck. And he said, in my business, things like this don't happen. When he didn't believe, you know, this device in the first place, but he had to try it. And it was actually moving around his bones in his neck. and to repositioning the muscles and the bones and the nerves and all that. And he called me the next day and said that he had never slept as well as he had for the last 15 years. And he said when he was walking, he felt like he was floating. And he was really amazed with with the effects. So, and he bought the device. But the traditional medical practitioner, anything that's new in medical science today, which isn't qualified by the FDA, the FDA's blessing, they shy away from, or they're not open about using it. However, many physicians today are using it.
Let's go back to the question about what is a typical session going to look like, where somebody either treats themselves or is treated by a practitioner with a scanner.
Generally about between 30 and 35 minutes. And however, sometimes it could be much sooner than that, depending upon the reaction of the patient to the condition.
I mean, you don't have enough time in 30, 35 minutes to hit every square inch of skin. Are you just...
Well, I'm talking about treating a condition in the subjective mode.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that that's where the problem is, and so you can you treat that problem right there. And sometimes the treatment goes on for only 3.5 minutes.
So it's basically if you've got a pain in your left leg, you treat where the pain is for 30, 35 minutes, and that would be considered a session.
Well, yeah, you could do that entire area, but it's many times not necessary. And also, when you treat a particular area, you'll notice you'll end up with a red spot appearing someplace else, which was referred to as a point of asymmetry. And you also treat that point, because that point obviously is connected with the point that you're the area that you're treating.
Now, I notice you've got a fairly extensive set of training material, 8 DVDs. That's a lot of listening time.
Well, that's Dr. Irina Kovskaya. That's two days of full training.
So this is for people who are more in the practitioner end of things. Do you have something that is for the layperson who wants?
Well, the layperson can pretty well understand how this works because it's talked about in great detail.
Does it come with a manual that kind of helps you understand what needs to be done?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of material. That is for using the AcuScan line, not the Lett Medical or the Rhythm line, but only. The
you were saying that a prescription is required since this is a Class II medical device. How hard is it for people to get a prescription? Are they finding?
Well, the doctor. Many physicians don't know about this, and it's going to require them to do some discovery to find out that it's really a very harmless device. And that it would be okay for their patient to use.
In your experience, who are the people that are buying it the most? What percentage would you say are natural, or like naturopathy types of holistic types of clinics versus medical clinics versus the layperson?
Well, all groups.
What percentage?
Percentage wise, well, the professional. I would say about 65% professional, and probably about 35% for the lay person.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the individuals the lay person are fed up with traditional medicine because it just isn't helping, and they learned about the scanner. So what they do is they pursue getting a scanner for self treatment with a lot of success.
What about a common cold?
That's a hard one. That's a virus. That's as a result of a virus, and it's a viral infection. And, it does work as you go to the website and you look at the conditions, the diseases that it's treated. It doesn't address the common cold. I couldn't answer that question about the common cold.
Mm-hmm. So just really quick, maybe you could tick off a list of some of the common maladies that are... most successfully treated with this?
Pain. People that have problems, muscular or skeletal problems, and the list of diseases that are on the website, from what I understand, for drug application to treat those specific diseases in the subjective mode.
Fibromyalgia?
Yeah, of course, fibromyalgia, yes. Matter of fact, Dr. Arena was treating a patient in Canada when I went through her training. I trained with her in Canada at her clinic a couple of years ago, and 3 years ago. And this lady, she was on the exam table, and she looked up at me, and she had tears in her eyes, and she was saying that if she hadn't run into Dr. Arena, that she would have taken her own life because she was in so much pain. And then I was in tears myself. Mm-hmm. She was very serious. She had nowhere to go, and medication just wasn't doing anything for her at all.
What about bacterial infections?
Yeah, because what it does, see, the scanner itself enhances the immune system tremendously.
Why wouldn't that also work for viral infections?
Well, yes, it does, yeah.
What about, like, MS?
I couldn't answer that about MS. There is somebody I do know of that she was treating for MS. But I'm not familiar with that patient. The patient came in after my training.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll never talk about her patients. She just told me she was treating a patient for MS. But I don't think that MS is on that list of conditions, you know, that they were tested for and treated in Russia.
Now, give us an idea of your position in this whole scheme of things. Obviously, you're heavily into it. You're not the inventor, or that's typically who I will interview on these shows, is kind of the originator or the head company. But in this case, you know, you brought the information to me, and I decided to go ahead and interview you on the subject. You're a reseller here in the United States, and you've been involved for how long?
It's been about 3.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I found about the Scanner while being while knowing about what they call the QXAI, quantum QXAI scale, as a biofeedback device, and had set up to do clinical trials in a foreign country on the quantum QXAI until Dr. Bill Nelson he got cold feet, knowing that this country, they're very, very serious about research and about what they do concerning clinical trials, and that I think that he was afraid that certain things would be discovered, so he backed away. And my position has been that I'm interested in alternatives, alternative energy, alternative medicine, and even home construction alternative. And using no wood. And this is a new day and age, and the science is here now. It's and it's been it's a very, very, very unique sort of science now for energy medicine. However, it's been around for quite a while, but it's been suppressed, and it's been frowned on, and it's been you know, referred to as quackery and all that. And perhaps some of it really is, but a lot of it isn't, and especially the scanner. The scanner is not. And you cannot turn around and tell the former Soviet scientists that did the clinical trials, the research on the scanner, that their research results are fake, are false. And,
one thing it would be worth bear mentioning in this context is, you know, we, on our Free Energy Now radio show, we, you know, typically deal with energy technologies, as in electricity and torque, when we say the word energy. And yet, Nikola Tesla, the ratio of devices that he came up that were electromedical were around 50%. Just, you know, that's off the top of my head. I haven't seen that number in print somewhere that I can remember. But a lot of his inventions were along those lines. He was heavily into using electricity to address the body, and he was very successful. And there's a whole museum of such devices down in Florida that, you know, archives and has refurbished and has rebuilt a whole slew of those devices. And so, even though, you know, this interview may be a bit off topic from what we usually cover. I feel justified in doing it, you know, in terms of, you know, staying with the mission of what we're trying to accomplish with this show, in that it does tie into the whole, you know, one of the questions we're going to need to be addressing with these new technologies as they come forward is how do they interact with the human body? If you've got a magnet motor that's powering your house and you've got this thing spinning in your garage, you need to have shielding around it. And what's it doing to the health of the baby in the room adjoining the garage? You know, those types of issues are very important, and the body is an extremely electric device. The body is very, very much, you know, there are a lot of electrical properties too, both direct and alternating currents, microcurrents. The nervous system is obviously an electrical system to a certain extent. And even the individual cells are turned on and off by electrical charges across the membrane potential. And so, you know, it's a very germane topic to healing and personal health. And so this device that comes to us from Russia really is a fantastic technology and bears a lot of scrutiny, both academically as well as clinical trials. And I'm glad you told me about it. It's been fun learning about this product. We've got about 4 minutes left on this show. Just wondering if there's something that we've not talked about that maybe we ought to bring up before we wrap it up.
The Scanner is Scanner, AccuScan Scanner, and Scanner is future energy medicine at its finest. The more and more the serious practitioner gets into using it, they discover what it does and how well it works with treating the patient. And matter of fact, they end up using it themselves. It's totally harmless. And anyway, unfortunately, it's it's an FDA-controlled device. And but you know, the FDA, they have to do their FDA thing. Because it'll eventually probably be totally open without having to receive a prescription from a licensed physician to purchase it. But it is the medicine of the future, and it's going to continue to make inroads. More and more people are finding out about it, and I've said this over and over again. It's just absolutely amazing, and it's going to continue to be even more amazing in the future.
In looking at alternative modalities, I have heard stories. I haven't seen it personally, where somebody would break a finger and they just hold their one hand around the finger for a couple of hours, and the thing is completely healed. Next day, it's all back together, no problem.
It's all back together, yeah. Well, they've had cases during the Olympics where the Soviet athletes, were badly injured and were taken out in stretchers, and next thing you know, they're half hour later, they're at it again.
And, using the scanner technology,
the American Athletic Department couldn't understand how that was possible. Mm-hmm. And it was obviously as a result of being used. The scanner was used, and the scanner was used. This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It simply helps to speed up the healing process.
In those 25 years in the Soviet Union, it was used in the space agency to replace the doctors up in the space lab, wasn't it?
It was designed for the Soviet space agency to be able to take care of the cosmonauts during their long lengths of stay in space, and they were getting very sick up there. So they came up with the scanner. Dr. Karasov, he was granted permission by the Soviet Space Agency to pursue developing this technology that he discovered, and they supported him, and he continues to this day developing much more advanced models of the scanner. The AccuScan is exactly the same as the scanners that he's currently selling, except for there are some small differences. And the person that was partners with Dr. Karasov, his name is Dr. Roman. They split up, and Dr. Roman went and created his own company. And so he now is together with Dr. Mikhail Tempon, who is also heavily into acupuncture, and what they've done is they've taken the AccuScan scanner and they've also incorporated it to be used in conjunction with acupuncture. And I've had an acupuncturist remark to me once that using the scanner did about 85% of what the acupuncturist needed to do in treating his patient.
Fascinating stuff.
It is.
So Dr. Karasov is still with us, and he's still inventing. When you say far advanced stuff, is any of that available, or is that coming down the pike, or is he?
No, his website, my website is scanner.us, www.scanner.us.
Scanner, S-C-E-N-A-R.us.
His website is www.scanner.ru. And RU refers to Russia. And, of course, U.S. refers to the United States.
Who's got .com?
No, there's no .com. Oh, .com, they've got, I don't know, there's somebody that has got the scanner.com that when you type that in, it's somebody in the U.K. Warning the public about practitioners that are fostering themselves as professionals, you know, simply to apparently get mischievous with patients, primarily women, men and women sort of thing. So anyway, it's kind of silly, but, you know, that's out there, and that guy has got that website. Whoever he is, I don't know who he is. I've read it once or twice in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, we have come to the end of our hour. I appreciate you joining us today, Scott, and look forward to talking to you further. You have been listening to the Free Energy Now show, and that will, again, thanks for coming on the show, Scott.
You're welcome. Take care.
Listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.